I'm joined once again by Peter Beaumont. Insert. Peter, what's the latest on the fighting?
I've just been driving around the city. I've just come from an area near the hospital, sort of a little rise of land that looks over the sort of northern half of the city that hasn't been captured yet, where the government forces are sort of shelling from and trying to push forward. What it looks as though it's happening is that the fighters who've come up from places like Benghazi and Baida are pushing forward from the east along sort of an access from sort of east to west, and they're pushing the pro-Gaddafi fighters ever forward to the west. And one of the commanders I was just talking to up there was telling me that they'd seen military vehicles moving towards the west, sort of in the direction of the television station in an area known as District 2. So it looks as though they're squeezing them into an ever smaller pocket. Right now, I'm on the coastal road right by the sea with the Benghazi forces. From where I am, they're probably about a kilometre ahead at the moment, and they're also trying to push them along this coastal highway to the west. And I guess what they're going to try and do is sort of get them in a sort of a corner where, you know, they'll in the end have the option to fight or surrender. But at the moment, they don't have. They seem to have less and less and less ammunition, and you know, the counterattacks when they come. I was sort of caught in one yesterday. You know, it seems to be increasingly small affairs.
The New York Times today was saying that the Gaddafi forces control much more of the city than previously thought. Is that how you're seeing it too?
Not at all. I mean, there was a day or so when people first had the opportunity to look over that hill and see what was below. But actually, no, that's not true at all. I mean, where I was yesterday evening is about a kilometre and a half from the sea, and that was the front line on the west. Where I am now on the east, you know, it's not a very big city. They're pushed a long way along the coast. Most of the big buildings and big complexes have now been taken, and what's left is essentially a couple of large residential neighbourhoods. But you know, every day, I mean, I didn't say for about 5 days. It's just the distances I'm now able to go. I mean, they are extremely into the city. The force is pushing.